It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq is preparing for its first big election since 2005. And unlike that last time, just about everybody plans to participate, all major sectarian groups. More than 14,000 candidates are running in the provincial elections set for the end of this month. It's an important test for Iraq because a large, peaceful turnout could strengthen Iraq's fragile democracy, and trouble at the polls could weaken it. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Baghdad.
Posters are everywhere. Layers of them, sometimes three or four deep, are affixed to seemingly every vertical surface in Baghdad. The faces of one politician or another asking for or demanding votes. Some are ripped down or defaced, a new kind of conflict in Iraq. The ubiquitous concrete blast walls that carve the city into various districts have become the platforms for a young, raucous, and uncertain democracy. Ibrahim Sumaidai is a political analyst.
By this election, I think it is the first step for all Iraqis for sharing power. If we get it slowly, peacefully, and by ensuring integrity, I think we put Iraq on the first step on the democracy.
Iraq is a fractured country, Kurd versus Arab, Sunni versus Shiite, religious versus secular. The idea of sharing power is new, and the idea of power moving from one set of hands to another peacefully is untried. At recent Friday prayers in the Shiite slum of Sadr City, the stage is set as usual. The preacher reads from the Quran, there are some anti-Israel protests, the standard American flag to burn, but there's also a second and highly politicized sermon. But even the exhortations of his religious leaders don't impress Ahmad Hussein. He's 18 years old, unemployed, and has little trust in the political process.
These elections are a lie. The politicians arrange everything among themselves. And even if I vote no, they will change it to yes.
That perception is widespread here. Already, accusations of bribery and intimidation are being made. Legitimacy is crucial. For the first time, Sunnis have been brought into the political process in large numbers. And for the first time, parties that hold power may end up losing it. And getting them to respect the outcome is critical. Judge Qasem Hassan Aboudi is with the Independent High Election Commission here in Iraq. He says he's sure not everyone will be happy with the results.
You know, there is some, especially in Iraq, some complaints. Some people not satisfied with the result.
And if those complaints aren't resolved in a timely and fair manner, it may end up that the ballot box won't be considered by Iraqis a valid way to transfer power. That's the worry of General Ray Odierno, the top American military officer in Iraq.
We want to make sure that things stay calm as we seat the new governments, that there are people who get disappointed, that they don't get disappointed and use violence. They try to use diplomatic and political means.
American and Iraqi officials expect an uptick in violence as Election Day approaches. Three candidates have already been assassinated, but overall, violence is down dramatically. Worries about fraud have brought a host of countermeasures, from the famous ink that everyone will dip their fingers into, to watermarks in the ballots, to as many as 200,000 Iraqi and international observers. The provincial elections are only one of a series of voting opportunities for Iraqis planned this year. Aaron Matthews is with the National Democratic Institute, which is helping prepare for the elections.
These elections are important to see how people, at what level they participate, how the parties do, what the post-election atmosphere is. So I think they set the stage for later elections.
And some analysts warn that if the elections are not seen as legitimate, that will cast doubt on the whole idea of resolving the very tough issues Iraq faces through any sort of peaceful political process. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Baghdad.